Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce. It is day three of our fall on-air fundraising campaign. We need you Wednesday for a $10 a month new or increased sustaining membership. We'd be glad to send you the WVIK Retro T-shirt. You can look at it on our website, WVIK.org, or on our Facebook page. And you can make a contribution right now at WVIK.org. Just hit the donate button. Thank you so much. We saw some pretty good storms to our south earlier this morning. Yesterday, we set a new September 20th record high of 95 in the Quad Cities, tied the record at 92 in Dubuque. Some cooler weather, maybe wetter weather, is headed our way today. We'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, 76. The weather this fall in the Quad Cities area will probably be slightly warmer than normal. That's the latest prediction from the National Weather Service for October through December. Meteorologist Ray Wolf from the Davenport office says that's been the trend for the last 10 or 15 years due to climate change. Our average temperatures have risen about one-tenth of a degree each decade.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you average it out on how it affects things around here, like our energy bills in the wintertime, it can be impactful, especially if it were to continue through the rest of this century as we expect it to.
Normal temperatures for this area in October include a high of 65, a low of 43, and in December, 37 and 21. Wolf says the National Weather Service has found no clear signal on how much precipitation we'll receive for the next 3 months.
So we refer to that as equal chances of falling into any one of those three categories, near normal, above normal, or below normal.
In an average year, our first snowfall would be on November the 21st, or about Thanksgiving. But the earliest ever first snowfall was September 25th. It was back in 1942, while the latest was January 4th, back in 1913. A group of Rock Island County residents continues to ask the county board to reconsider its decision to tear down the old courthouse in Rock Island. It's called the Courthouse Revitalization Committee. Member Greg Swanson says he's filed Freedom of Information requests with the Rock Island County Board to find out more about what led to the board's decision to tear it down. In Illinois, sheriffs are responsible for taking care of the courthouse, repair, and maintenance. In Rock Island County, that's Jerry Bustos, who has spoken to the board and Public Building Commission about the condition of the 125-year-old building. Swanson says some of his statements were inaccurate and misleading.
So the person that's in charge of it doesn't understand what it's made out of, and further has told the county on multiple occasions that it's concrete. Exterior concrete is heaving in many places, and chunks break off and fall. And he repeated that. It's at the key moment.
Swanson says, based on his research and records obtained from Freedom of Information requests, he thinks a small group of county officials decided to demolish the courthouse long before the full board considered it. Swanson says preservationists want the county to conduct an unbiased report about the value and structural integrity of the old courthouse. Trade representatives from Taiwan were at the Iowa capital yesterday to sign agreements to buy corn and soybeans from the U.S. over the next 2 years.
The Taiwanese trade reps signed letters of intent to buy about $600 million worth of U.S. corn and co-products through 2023 and 2024. They signed another letter of intent to buy about $2 billion worth of U.S. soybeans by the end of 2024. Taiwan is Iowa's 12th largest trading partner. Johnson Chang is Director General for the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office. He says he's seen over the past few days the great quality of agricultural products Iowa offers to Taiwan.
It's a great example of the balance between soybean and corn as a food and also as a biofuel. That's really amazing. and we want to bring it back to Taiwan.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says as a leading exporter of ag products, Iowa sees a lot of value in the agreement signed Tuesday. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
East Moline's at-risk preschoolers will now learn and grow in a space built just for them on Monday. The East Moline School District hosted an open house and ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Early Learning Center building. Superintendent Kristen Humphreys says the center is already up and running.
Enrollment actually started at the beginning of this school year in August. We just wanted to make sure that we were still doing some small things around the facility.
Dr. Humphreys says that East Moline Early Learning Center is partially funded by an Illinois state grant. For the past 30 years, preschoolers have been attending Wells Elementary. He says the 3 to 5-year-olds were tucked in a corner.
The overall goal is to mitigate some of those at-risk factors, give kids support, help them build those language skills and those foundations they need to be successful in school. We know that our community needs children that are ready to go eventually and hit the workforce.
Roughly 200 children attend school at the new East Moline Early Learning Center. They speak 19 different languages. In sports, the Cubs beat the Marlins 2-1. The Cardinals lost to the Padres 5-0. The White Sox lost to the Guardians 10-7. The Iowa Cubs beat the Storm Chasers 12-11. I'm Jay Pierce.